Te Wata Wata by Auckland artist John Reynolds consists of dozens of rugged poles, all of various diameters, irregular distances apart, and differing heights, that cut a straight, dark line through the park.
This area is particularly important because it almost perpendicular heads across the landscape towards the old airstrip. And it's sort of the lungs of the whole development. And so what Te Wata Wata was intended to achieve was to bring some rigour, some sort of sense of history, an idea of a timeline, and bust some rough shapes in a very zhuzhued up landscape.
Te Wata Wata takes cues from Hobsonville Point's distant past, with John drawing inspiration from the historic use of poles similar to these.
Its primary theme comes out of actually even predating the farmers that were here into Maori times, when poles similar to this, demarcation poles, were used to define traditional fishing areas. That, of course, was followed, of course, by the first farmers, that the first thing they'd do was put in poles for fences for sheep farming and so forth. So this gnarly series of poles drives itself, staggers across the landscape without reference to the more genteel suburban design elements.
In creating these poles, John decided to char and burn them, mainly for aesthetic reasons, but also to ensure they would stand up to the elements for years to come.
I wish them to have a sense of a kind of a primal and kind of an almost, yes, a burnt quality, a quality of something surviving that's previous to all this newness. We thought about painting, but obviously, as we all know, black paint in the New Zealand sunshine would last 4 or 5 years before we had to be painting endlessly. The charred, we felt we could char them and then treat them, and they would be very durable. And that, of course, has been the case. The poles in the pond in water have retained their deep blackness and their individual wonkiness and a kind of a gorgeous otherness, you know, a kind of a prehistoric lurch in this wonderfully kind of formal landscape.
John was commissioned in the early days of the Hobsonville Point development, which he believes is the best time for artists to be involved in projects such as these.
I first came out to this context before any of these houses were complete, before any of the planting here, any of this was here, any of those pūtikawas. It was a raw series of soft shapes in clay with a thin veneer of topsoil. It was quite, let's say, the earliest point of the subdivision. And, you know, in some senses, we must applaud the company for getting artists involved at that early stage. So one of the things we artists really decry is being brought along at the last moment in any development to sort of window dress. So this, first up, the initiative and the congratulations should go to the Hobsonville Company for having that that insight and their determination to bring people on early and have them involved.